This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington at a growing memorial in the town square in Uvalde, Texas. A choir performed to honor the victims of Tuesday's school massacre. The community is trying to heal and planning funerals while outraged over mistakes made during the police response to the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. Details from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
We're learning that the Uvalde ISD police chief was the commanding officer and at the scene and held the federal tactical unit back because he had declared that area a barricaded suspect and no longer an active shooter and was waiting for more reinforcements to come in.
President Biden is visiting Uvalde today. He'll attend Mass and meet with families, first responders, and other members of the community. Funerals continue in Buffalo for the victims of the grocery store mass shooting there. Our Adriana Diaz reports.
Ruth Whitfield, the oldest victim of the Buffalo supermarket shooting earlier this month, was laid to rest. Whitfield had been visiting her husband at a nursing home when she stopped at the Top supermarket for groceries. She was 86 years old.
As 10,000 Russian troops target eastern Ukraine from three sides, NATO leaders are pushing Russian President Putin to stop the war. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in the central city of Kryvyi.
Just today, we had the French president and we had the German chancellor on the phone for 80 minutes with Vladimir Putin, where they urged him to talk to President Zelensky and, of course, urged him to stop his war, to withdraw from Ukrainian territory and to come up with some sort of peace process.
And President Zelensky's accusing Moscow of carrying out genocide. National Veterans Cemeteries are welcoming visitors again, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This will be the first time since 2019 that they're having in-person Memorial Day services at the nation's 150-plus National Veterans Cemeteries. Matt Quinn with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says it has been difficult the past 2 years telling people no.
It was a hard call, as it was across this nation for a lot of events.
Dozens of services are planned tomorrow nationwide. Getting to those services, though, will hit the wallet. Gas prices are still insanely high.
My Airbnb, your food, and now we have to, you know, consider travel.
Nationwide, the average cost of a gallon of regular is $4.60. Southern California seeing the most expensive gas, with some stations charging well over $6. Boxing fans were in a panic leaving the Barclays Center in Brooklyn last night. Hundreds ran back in when they heard reports of a possible active shooter in the main plaza. Police say there was no shooter. This is CBS News.